Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Police say a 59-year-old local man remains in custody following the alleged mass shooting in Bogie in North Queensland, and they're expecting to lay charges this afternoon. Acting Superintendent Tom Armit says the area where the incident occurred is extremely remote.
We needed to push forward with police to determine the safety of the people on the ground. So we had a small team of police who drove forward into the crime scene. At that time, not knowing whether the armed offender was present or not.
He says police aren't expecting to charge anyone else in relation to the incident. Crime scene officers are on the scene and the PSPA has now been lifted. Rental costs in our region have surged by close to 9.4% in the past 3 years. It's due to a toxic combination of surging increases and stagnant wages. Everybody's Home spokesperson Kate Colvin says this week's interest rate rise will only compound the problem.
We've also got really low vacancy rates. That means there's a lot more renters looking for properties than there are properties available. And so with landlords having copped a few interest rate rises in a row, the risk is that they'll pass those on.
Our chief medical officer is confident we have reached the peak of the third COVID wave. Hospital admissions are said to be decreasing in all states over the past week, which supports that. Dr. Jeremy Wellwood from the Cairns Hospital HHS says we're deep in the middle of winter now and COVID isn't going away.
We still are seeing over 250 new cases of COVID a day. We have 54 patients in hospital at the moment. We're really hoping things will start to plateau over the coming days and weeks, but at the moment, COVID is still creating quite an impact across the region, and I'm sure every business will attest to that.
And the 7th FNQ Emergency Services Charity Ball is set to be held this weekend. Saturday, we'll see around 900 guests, including police, ambulance and fireys, attend to raise much-needed funds for homelessness in Cairns.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.